News Talk 1620 WTAW. The afternoon drive interviews presented by United Way of the Brazos Valley. Give, advocate, volunteer, and live united. Visit them online at facebook.com/UnitedWayBV. I'm with events specialist Michaela Aguilar with the Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency Incorporated. Today she's going to tell us a little bit about just the whole process of how a Christmas tree becomes mulch and how recycling your Christmas tree can enrich our community.
Wonderful, yes. We would like you to recycle your Christmas trees. There's definitely several ways you can do that. You can bring them to the Twin Oaks landfill or the Twin Oaks compost facility, and they will be recycled into mulch or compost. Bringing your Christmas tree to the Twin Oaks landfill or the compost facility is a better alternative than throwing it away. It just protects the landfill longevity, the life of the landfill. Just a fun fact, it takes about 7 years for a Christmas tree to grow in the field. The first 4 years, the seedlings grow in the nursery, and then therefore the growth of the tree in the field occurs during the years 5 through 11 for a total of 7 years. So once the Christmas tree is either brought to the Twin Oaks landfill or the compost facility, it is ground up for wood chips or mulch. The wood chips are mixed with approved biosolids. Biosolids is a sludge that the wastewater treatment plants bring. It is used to create long rows called windrows. The biosolids or sludge is dumped directly onto the windrows, and once the sludge is there, it is mixed and turned, and it must hold a temperature of 131 degrees for 15 days.
So is this like, when you say windrows, is this a giant kind of a compost pile out?
That's, yeah, pretty much exactly what that is. But it has to hold this temperature to kill off the weed and plant seeds and pathogens. So it's a cleaning process, basically. It has to be turned five times in those 15 days. And then once it does that, it's placed into a curing pile, and it has to sit there for 30 to 60 days. Once that 60 days is up, it's ran through a 3/8 Trommel screen, and the whole process of turning your Christmas tree into compost takes about 90 days. We don't make compost here at the Twin Oaks landfill. We just grind for mulch. But at the compost facility, compost is made there and mulch is made there as well. But you can pick compost up at the Twin Oaks facility. We transport it over from the compost facility. We transport the compost to the landfill, so you can pick it up at both locations. If you're going to, it's sold by the bag, pound, or ton. The soil ratio for compost is four parts soil to one part compost. If you're spreading on troubled parts of your lawn, we recommend a 1/4-inch layer application. So, yes, the compost is sold at $28 a ton, and the mulch is sold for $8 a ton. And like I said, you can buy it for by the bag. It's $1.87 a bag. And or buy it in bulk, and it's cheaper that way, but you know, convenience, buy a bag is welcome too.
So if we gave you our Christmas tree right now in December and came back in March, there's a chance we're getting people's Christmas trees in our mulch?
That's exactly right. Yes, you will get your Christmas tree in March, and it's recycled through, you know, on your yard and around your home, which is really great.
Is there a specific way we need to prepare our tree before we bring it to you?
Just make sure that all the tinsel's off, the lights are off, decorations, and that there's no tree stand still attached to your tree. As long as it just, you know, just looks like a basic tree, you know, after you've removed everything, we will definitely recycle it, and it's definitely better for the environment. We are offering free tree recycling through January 11th, 2014, here at the Twin Oaks Compost Facility and at the landfill, here at the landfill. Our hours at the Twin Oaks landfill are Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to 1. The compost facility hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to 3:30 on Saturdays.
Okay, and I know that the city crews are encouraging people to get their tree recycled by putting their tree out by the curb on our big debris day. Do those trees end up with y'all, or where do they go?
Yes, they come, the City of College Station, they usually bring their brush and bulky here to the Twin Oaks landfill, and it is recycled into mulch, and the City of Bryan takes mostly of their brush to the compost facility because it's, closer, but they are both recycled into mulch and or compost.
Okay, and is there a website where we can find out more about you guys and what you do and how to get mulch?
Great, yes. It's www.twinoakslandfill.com, and it has both facilities listed there at the website. So there's a tab for the landfill and a tab for the compost facility. The Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event is coming up. It's not until April, but it is April 26th from 7 to 2 at the University Services Building. And I know some people might have been painting, getting ready for families coming in, getting their house in order. So if you have leftover buckets of paint and you need to get rid of that waste paint, we have waste paint and hardener at the Twin Oaks landfill.
All right. Thank you. That's event specialist Michaela Aguilar with the Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency Incorporated. We've been talking about the whole process of how a tree becomes mulch and how it benefits our community. If you joined us halfway through, you can always hear the full interview online at WTAW.com. That's today's Afternoon Drive interview presented by United Way, the Brazos Valley on News Talk 1620 WTAW.